Today, we continue with lesson number 120 in our ongoing study of Mishnayos Meseches Kelim. Today, we go deeper into the 28th Perek, and we will study the 6th and 7th Mishnayos. So we're talking about Perek Chof Ches, Mishneh Vov, and Mishneh Zayin. Let's see Mishneh Vov. Matlis. Matlis is a scrap of cloth. And let's assume that this strap of cloth is shlosha al shlosha tfochim. It's 3 tfochim by 3 tfochim. Imagine approximately 12 inches by 12 inches. So it's roi lekabel tumas medras. Suppose this matlis became tomei tumas medras. Azov sat upon this scrap of cloth, 3 tfochim by 3 tfochim. So now this strap of cloth is an av hatumah. It's a mishkav or a moishav hazov. And as such, an av hatumah is metamei odom bekelim. And now, shetiloyo al hakupo. He used this scrap of cloth as a patch upon a basket. Big basket had a hole in it, or it needed to be strengthened. So he suspended, he hung. Tloya means he hung as a patch. He patched up this kupa with this matlis. So this matlis now is no longer tomei tumas medras, because we just learned in the previous Mishnah that kol sheshinohu l'shem acher, if you change something from one function to a different function, for example, as we had yesterday, if you change a chemes to a shatiach, a container to a mat, or a mat to a container, if it was originally tomei tumas medras, it becomes tohor from that tumas medras. So here too, he changed a matlis, a patch, which could be used to sit upon, into the wall of a kupa, of a basket, which you're not going to sit upon. It's part of a container now. So the matlis is now no longer tomei tumas medras. But the kupa touched the matlis for an instant at least before it was patched onto it, before it was sewed on or stitched on or stapled on or taped on. It was a matlis, which was tomei tumas medras, an avatumah. And as soon as it came into contact with the kupa became tomei tumas maga medras. So the kupa became a rishon. The tumah, the matlis was, at its beginning of being connected to the kupa, it was tomei tumas medras, an avatumah. The kupa is now a rishon litumah. Once the patching is done, and the kupa is affixed to, the matlis is affixed to the kupa. Now the kupa becomes, the matlis becomes part of the kupa, and the matlis is also tome, only a rishon of maga medras. In other words, the kupa is a maga medras, a rishon. The matlis lost its avatoma status of tumas medras, but when it was changed into a wall of a basket from being a scrap of cloth. Now that it's attached to the kupa, it's mechuba to the kupa. The kupa is a rishon because of maga medras, so the matlis is also a rishon maga medras. The chibur makes the kupa and matlis one entity, and the whole entity, the kupa plus the matlis, is now a rishon lituma. No, a rishon lituma can only go further to make a sheni and a shlishi. So therefore, mitama echod, any food that touched this kupa, because a kupa cannot be mitame a kli. A rishon is not mitame a kli, it's only mitame yochlen umashkin. So if the kupa, there were potatoes put into this kupa, so the potatoes now become a sheni lituma. Now, this sheni lituma, these potatoes, if they come into contact with some other type of food, tomatoes, so the tomatoes become the shlishi lituma, which means the tomatoes can't carry the tuma any further. That's the meaning of poseles echad. Metama means it's tome and can be metame something else. So the potatoes, in our example, become tome as a sheni, and they can be metame, the tomatoes in our example, the shlishi. But the tomatoes, the shlishi, can only, is only puzzle, but cannot become tome further, cannot carry the tuma to a revi. So therefore, the tomatoes, if they were truma, if these tomatoes were truma, they would become a shlishi l'tuma, they would become puzzle. That's metama echad u'poseles echad. Now, next case, next step. Hefrisho min hakupo. Now you detach the matlis from the kupo. So the kupo remains in the same state. The kupo is a rishon l'tuma, tome tumas maga medris. Hakupo metama echad u'poseles echad. The kupo remains tome, maga medris. It's metama, in our example, the potatoes which become a sheni. And the potatoes are metame truma, if they come into contact truma, the truma becomes a shlishi, posel. But the matlis is now tohor. The matlis is innocent. The matlis tohora. Because the matlis itself has no tuma. The original tumas medris is gone. Because the matlis was changed from a matlis to sit upon to the wall of a kupa, to the patch of a kupa. At that point, it lost its tumas medris. However, because it was attached to the kupa, it took on the kupa status of a rishon l'tuma. But now that it's removed from the kupa, there's no tuma in the matlis. There's no tuma in matlis. The matlis touched the kupa. The kupa was a rishon. And a rishon is not metame kalim. The matlis is a kalim. The rule is ein mago so maga. The kupa cannot with the kupa which became tome through maga medris cannot be metame something else through maga. So therefore, the matlis remains totally tohor. This is all when he took the matlis and suspended it, hung it, attached it, affixed it to the kupa, to a basket. Suppose tiloyo al habeget. Suppose he took this matlis and sewed it onto a beget, onto a piece of cloth, a towel, a blanket, a cloak, a talis. So now he has not been mishaneh the matlis to a shem acher. Remember the klal of mishnehe. Because the matlis was originally a piece of cloth, and now it's attached to a piece of cloth. It's still a beged. Its shame, its function, has not changed. So therefore, the matlis remains with the tumas medris. And now that the beged is mechubor to the matlis, so kol hach mechubor tome tome komoso. So the beged attached to a matlis, the matlis being an avatum tumas medris, the whole beged becomes tome tumas medris. So the whole beged is now an avatuma. No. If the whole beged is now an avatuma, mitam moshnayim, an avatuma can make a rishon and a sheni. Meaning, if the avatuma touches a basket, if this beged with the matlis on it now touches a basket, the basket becomes a rishon. The basket touches potatoes, the potatoes become a sheni lituma. And the potatoes touch truma, the truma becomes posel, uposeles echot. Next step, hefrisha min habeget. Now he removed this matlis from the beget. So now the beget is no longer tome tumas medris. The beget is only tome tumas maga medris. So the beget is now a rishon. So a beget metame echot uposel echot. As a rishon, the beget can be metame the kupa, and the kupa can be metame truma. But no further. No further. Right? The beget is only tome tumas maga medris. So the beget is now a rishon. The rishon can make a sheni. It can be metame the kupa. Actually, it can't be metame a kupa because a kupa is a kli, and one kli cannot be metame another kli if it's only a rishon. So let's give a different example. The beged, now that the matlis is detached, the beged is a sheni, right? The beged is a sheni. The beged is a rishon. Okay, the matlis remains in tumas medris enough. The matlis is removed from the beged. The beged is now a rishon. The rishon is osa sheni, but only ochlin umashkin. So if the beged touches potatoes, the potatoes become a sheni. Now if the potatoes touch truma, the truma becomes a shlishi. That's the case of the beged. But the matlis, now that it's detached from the beged, now it's tomei tumas medrash. So the matlis is metamoshnayim uposelis echot. The matlis remains tomei tumas medrash. It's an av. If it's an av, it can make a kupo, a rishon. And the kupo can make the potatoes, a sheni. And the potatoes can make truma, a posel. V'chein hatola, and the same thing would be true, not only if he took this matlis made of cloth, wool, let's say, and attached it to a beged of wool. But suppose he attached this matlis v'chein hatolem al hasak o el haor. He attached it to sackcloth made of long hairs of a goat o al haor, or he attached it to leather. So that's the same din, same halacha. Says Rab Meir, Divrei Rab Meir, according to Rab Meir, a sack and an or are both beged. Doesn't make a difference whether it's a wool beged, a leather beged, or a sackcloth beged. And therefore, the matlis, when it's attached to the sackcloth or to the leather garment, was not changed from one function to the other. It was a beged and remains attached to a beged. So therefore, it retains its status as an avatumah. And it has the same halacha, as we just learned, tuloyala beged, mitamushnai, bosel azechot, etc. That's Rab Meir. However, Rabbi Shimon, who, as we see, is generally speaking in these Mishnayos, the lenient one, Rabbi Shimon mitaher. Rabbi Shimon says, no. If you take matlis made of wool and attach it to sackcloth or to leather, you are changing it from one type of thing to another. You're changing it from a beged to a motorcyclist jacket of leather, or from a beged to a sack, not a beged. And therefore, you are mishana the shame. If you mishana the shame, the matlis loses its status of tomei tumas medrash. So therefore, according to Rav Shimon, if you attached a matlis shel beged to sack or ore, it would have the same halacha as if you attached a matlis shel beged to a kupa, to a basket. So we have the machlokas. Rav Meir says sack and ore is like beged. Rabbi Shimon says sack and ore are like kupa. Along comes Rabbi Yossi, the great compromiser, and he says, Rabbi Yossi Omer, al ha'or, if he attached it to leather, tor. It's tor tumas medrash. Because when you attach a wool patch to leather, it's like you're attaching it to a basket. It's not the same shame. Leather is a different entity than cloth. However, if you attach cloth, meaning from wool or linen, to a sack, to sackcloth, tomei, that's not changing it. Because a sackcloth is also mipnei shehu orig, it's also a piece of cloth that was woven into its current shape. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, that the or would be tohor, meaning if you connected the matlis to the or, it would be same then as we had in the beginning of this Mishnah, if you attach a matlis to a kupa, and its matlis becomes tohor. But if you attach the matlis to a sack, then it's like the second case in the Mishnah of attaching the matlis to a beged, and it is tomei b'pnei shehu orig. That's Mishnah Vov. Mishnah Zayin takes a further look at the small scrap of cloth, which is not mekabel tumas medras, because it's not shlosho al shlosho tfochim, it's only shalosh al shalosh etzbos. 3 fingers by 3 fingers, so figure 3 inches by 3 inches at most. So shalosh al shalosh ha'omer, when they say that a scrap of cloth 3 by 3 etzba'os, finger widths, is mekabel tumas, tumas mes, tumas sheres, tumas nevela, etc., that 3 by 3, according to Rab Shimon, is chutz min ha'malol, except for the malol. The malol is, as you've seen, begodim, pieces of cloth. The hem is often a piece of cloth turned over and stitched so that you have a rim or a border around it. That's called the malol. No. So when you have this malol, so the shalosh al shalosh has to be besides the malol. So it's the malol plus shalosh al shalosh, then it's mekabel these various tumas, not tumas medrash, of course. Divrei Rabbi Shimon. So holds Rabbi Shimon. His opinion, as the Mefarshim explain, Rabbi Shimon's opinion is based upon the fact that what good is it to have a shalosh al shalosh scrap unless it has this malol? If it has this malol, you can use it to patch up a hole in your sweater. But if it doesn't have the malol, you're going to have to make a malol. You make a malol, you're going to reduce the size of it, and therefore the malol is, the shalosh al shalosh has to be exclusive of the malol, according to Rabbi Shimon. Again, Rabbi Shimon is lenient. V'chachomim omrim shalosh al shalosh michuvanos. The Chachomim say no. If it's 3 by 3 etzbos exactly, no larger, it's already mekabel tumah, and the malol is included in that. So if it's together with the malol shalosh al shalosh, according to Chachamim, it would be mekabel tumah. According to Rab Shimon, it would only be mekabel tumah if it's shalosh al shalosh besides the malol. And the Mishnah continues, very interesting. Suppose you have a beget, and you have a scrap of cloth, of beged, shalosh al shalosh. And teloya al ha beged. And he stitched this 3 by 3 etzbos scrap onto the beged to cover up the hole in the beged as a patch. Meruach achas. But instead of stitching it, it's a square patch, instead of stitching it on all four sides, he only stitched it to the beged on one side, not all sides. So, eino chibur. If it's just attached by one side and it's flapping in the wind, the hole is going to be uncovered. That's not a patch. That's not a chibur. Eino chibur. So that if this matlis was tomei and he attached it to the beged doesn't become tomei. The beged is not attached to this patch. And at this point, even if the one side of the four-sided patch which he stitched was the uppermost edge of the patch, so that the patch is now suspended as a flap over the hole in the sweater, in the beged, doesn't make a difference. It's still not a chibur because it's flapping in the wind and it's very easy for the hole to be exposed, so it's not a chibur. However, suppose Mishisei Ruchos, he stitched the patch onto the beged from two sides of the patch. But which two sides? Zo keneged zo. The top and the bottom, or the left side and the right side, were stitched. The two parallel sides of the patch, of the edges of the patch, were stitched to the beged, covering the hole. Then chibur, that's considered an attachment, because if it's stitched to the beged, the top of the patch and the bottom of the patch are attached to the beged, covering the hole, or the left side of the patch and the right side of the patch are stitched over the hole, then the hole is, we'll say, all intents and purposes, the hole is covered. You're not going to see the hole anymore. So therefore, the patch is serving its purpose. It is now a chibur. And if the matlis was a tomei, the beged is tomei because it's all one goof, it's all one entity. However, suppose aso kemingam. Instead of sewing the top and the bottom edges, or the left and the right edges, he sewed onto the over the hole the top edge and the left edge, or the top edge and the right edge, or the bottom edge and the right edge, etc., forming a gam, forming an L. Two perpendicular sides of the patch are attached to the beged, but not the other perpendicular sides of the patch. Aso kamin gam. So here, Rabbi Akiva mitame. Rabbi Akiva said, that's also a chibur. Yeah, it's not so well attached, but it's attached enough to be considered part of the beged. V'chachomim mitarin. The chachomim say, no, a whole corner, the left side and the top are not stitched, so it's going to flap over, and you're going to be able to see the hole again. That's not a chibur, say the chachomim. Rabbi Yehuda comes along and says, v'med v'orim amurim, when do we say that if it's only stitched to on one side of the patch, one edge of the patch is stitched to the beged and no more, when do we say that that's not a chibur? That's only betalis. That's only with a kind of a piece of clothing like a talis, which you twist around, you sway it this way, turn it this way, you are misatef in the talis. It doesn't just lie upon your body passively. You curl it up, you move it up, you fold it, you put it over your head, you take it off your head, etc. So then, if the matlis is attached by the upper edge, even by the upper edge, it's not considered a chibur because you're moving the talus around and easily it's going to flap open and you're going to see, it's like a little door on hinges. You're going to see the hole underneath the matlis, underneath the patch. Avo b'choluk, but suppose you're wearing on a cloak or a coat which is stationary on the person's body, not turned upside down this way and that. So then, milamalon chibur. If the patch is sewn onto beged, over the hole of the beged, on the upper end of the, above the hole of the upper end, the topmost part, topmost edge of the patch, and the rest of it is not touched, not sewn, so it's like a flap. Nevertheless, since it's a stationary beged, you're not going to be turning it this way and that, so that's sufficient to be considered a chibur. However, umelamaton, if you sew the patch on the bottommost edge of the patch, under the hole, so now, of course, the rest of the patches are going to flap down and the hole will be exposed. Then, eino chibur, that's not considered a chibur, and therefore, if the matlis is tome, the beged would not be tome. And so we have completed Mishnah Zayin, and the process, we finished today Mishnah Vov and Zayin, 6 and 7, and concluded lesson number 120.